Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and now good morning, Hilton Head Island, because we are loud and clear over there on Hilton Head Island. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head, and it's all in the new ESPN Savannah Mall studio. And I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm already going 50 miles an hour, but I got to slow down. But this is the first time that I have a co-host. Yes, I've been doing this solo for nobody hears me. I've been doing this for 7 years, since 2010. I've never had a co-host. I've had guest co-hosts, but I'm excited about it now because we got our first female on-air personality in the ESPN Coastal family. She's got a lot of experience. She brings a lot of personality, a lot of Gucci, as I'm learning. I'm learning new words. She's going to teach me a lot because she's a little closer to these kids in their age than the old guy here, the old ball coach. But once again, the new show. It's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. The coach and Makos, and that's Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, weekend sports anchor. Now she's in the field that I've been in for 35 years. She's been in academia. She's now a teacher at AE Beach High School. She started other schools before that, but hey, let's get right to it. Melissa, you're back on the airways there, girl.
I'm so excited. Yes, I'm a teacher now, but, you know, clearly they'll hire anybody if they hire me. Just kidding. Yeah, I've been teaching for 9 years now. 7 years.
Wow.
This is my seventh year at A.E. Beach High School.
Home Bulldogs.
Of the mighty Bulldogs.
Sharks, baby Sharks. I know.
We'll talk about that.
We were in a booth together last night.
Big win last night for the Bulldogs. Yes, it's very, very exciting to be back on the air. And I have to apologize right from the get-go for my voice because...
You're a teacher.
I am a teacher, so I lost my voice. I don't know. I'm losing my voice, but I got plenty to say, so let's get started.
plenty to say, a lot of sports knowledge. As they say on the ESPN Coastal website, they gave us front page.
Yes.
She has a plethora of knowledge.
I do have a plethora of knowledge.
Good SAT word there, right?
Yeah, it's your plethora means what? Use your context clues, students. Yes, plethora of knowledge of sports. And I think really my knowledge of sports comes from just being passionate about it. It's really something I enjoy. I enjoy watching. I enjoy playing. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy
teaching.
Yes.
Someone said they want to get me in that spin class. I said, not this fat guy. I just roll. I don't spin.
Listen, spin class is for any type of person looking to get into shape or someone who's already in shape. And
right.
we differentiate to the
for
different
the lay
styles.
Person, for the layperson, what is a spin class?
Spin class is...
Are we doing crochet, needling? What are we doing?
You can if that's what you want to do. Spin class is actually aerobics on a stationary bicycle. And you have a resistance knob and I tell you to turn that resistance knob up. And, well, I don't call it a resistance knob. I call it a results knob because the more you turn it up, the heavier it gets, the harder it gets. And, you know, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
And she's also involved in CrossFit.
Yes.
Once again, tell everybody what CrossFit is.
Oh, CrossFit is, constantly varied movements. It's a combination of gymnastics, aerobics, and Olympic lifting. And anybody can do CrossFit. CrossFit is for any athlete, any person. All you got to do is walk through the door, and you're a CrossFitter. It's amazing. It's a community. At least, you know, the CrossFit gyms that I've been a part of or, you know, been involved with, it's all about the community and working out and kicking your own butt.
And you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and it's the Coach and Makos. We'll be here every Saturday morning live. Could be recorded when, you know, one of us has to go out of town or we're both out of town. We'll be on every Saturday morning. And you can listen to us right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton. All right, the lineup for today. I'm a coach. We play two ball games here, Melissa.
Love it.
We have a doubleheader. We go from 9 to 10 and then 10 to 11. Well, let's set the lineup. Of course, the first segment is always introducing the show, the local scores, the local news. Second quarter, a little excited here. Something that you're passionate about.
Very excited.
Barbells for boobs. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, I mean, we went to a football game last night. They're throwing pink flags. And we're going to have the coordinator, the owner, the director of fundraiser here in Savannah, Georgia, and that's Sabrina Nedab.
And for us, Barbells for Boobs and Breast Cancer Awareness is not just a October thing. For us, it's a year-long thing. And so, especially for me, it never ends. It never ends because breast cancer runs in my family, so it's near and dear to my heart. And this Barbells for Boobs fundraiser is our big event to raise money.
Okay, and then in the third quarter, which... talking to Melissa during the week, and I guess we're both on the same wavelength here. I got a little post on my Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. So go to it. If you have a message me. And Tony Campbell is putting together, again, a female professional football team. That's right, female professional football team, the Savannah Hurricanes. I'm excited to talk to about it. They got tryouts tomorrow.
I'm really excited. This isn't your flag football, you know, powder puff game. This is legit hard hitting. Let's put the pads on and play some football. And I'm really excited because I know a lot of females. I played flag football last spring, and there's a lot of good female athletes out there. And I hate the stereotype that girls can't play football, because we can. We can. We know what the first and 10 is. We know what routes are, Cam Newton.
All right. So, and yeah, Cam Newton. Okay. Okay. And then the last quarter, I don't know if we're going to get to it, but this is where I like to turn to. That means we're turning a double play. We're going from the first game to the second game. I call it turn two. We take two trending topics in the world of sports, one national, one local, and we break it down. We'll get into that later on. We got to discuss what we're going to talk about, because Makos has done this before, but, you know, I got to give her a little heads up next time. So I'll give you a little more warning next time what the topic's going to be.
Sure.
All right, second game, second hour. Introduce the show. Come back with the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man is phenomenal, not just on the field of play, but in the classroom. He would be valedictorian at this class. He does a lot of great things on the football field. He's been offered a scholarship to go play football at Cornell University.
Ooh.
And we're going to be talking to the quarterback at the high, from the high. That's right, the Blue Jackets, Desmond Brinson.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to this young student athlete. Listen, you don't get into Cornell because you can throw a football. You get into Cornell because of those
academics.
You got
some smarts.
I'm really excited to chat with this boy. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
And you're going to meet, in the third quarter of the second hour, 10 to 11, this guy is just like Melissa. He's pumped, he's hyped, he's energetic. He loves talking about his Georgia Bulldogs. He's a graduate of UGA. He does a lot of work in the community. He's the owner of EnviroVac, big sponsor of ESPN and Georgia football here. I mean, he loves kids. He's coached football for 17 years. And we're going to talk to the big bulldog himself, not the catfish as he's coined. We're going to talk to the big bulldog himself, Kevin Jackson, as he breaks down the UGA Missouri team. He's 5 for 5 on predictions.
I need to chat with him.
With the spread, too.
I need to chat with him. This is why I don't play fantasy football or tell people who I'm picking, because I thought for sure last night Clemson was going to come back and beat Cuse, but hey.
And Washington State got knocked off last night, too.
Right.
So the top 10 teams are going down. All right, and then we'll close it out. We'll have a little discussion how our first show went, how Melissa Mako's first show went, and we'll get out of here and we'll go watch some football, play some tennis, watch little kids football. There's a lot of little kids football going on today. I think the Savannah Sharks little kids team out of Wilmington has their big homecoming at Brooks Field. So if you're in that area, go check out some youth football. All right, scoreboard quick. So we got 2 minutes to get out of here. 2 minute drill. Thursday night football. I'm going right to high school sports. I know we are your source for Atlanta Falcons. They'll be home tomorrow against the Miami Dolphins. Then we got the Atlanta Hawks start next week. The Atlanta Braves are done. Didn't make the playoffs. 72-90. Okay. We got the World Series going on. We got pro golf. Gene Sowers playing on the Champions Tour. He's tied for 25th. I'll let you know where that tournament is. We got Mark Silvers, Tim O'Neill on the Latino American Tour. SCAD Soccer is playing home today. The ladies play at 5 o'clock over there in Hardyville. Let's go to the scoreboard, high school scoreboard. Okay, Benedictine on Thursday night beats Toombs 28-14. They remain undefeated 7-0, 22 straight games. Jenkins beat Groves 40-0, undefeated. They're 6-0. Southeast Bullock, heartbreaker against Savannah High. Savannah High takes the lead with a minute 30 to go. They go for a two-point conversion. They're up 22-21. And the Blue Jackets, sorry, the Yellow Jackets from Southeast Bull come down the field. Yeah, the Yellow Jackets, Blue Jackets. Southeast Bull comes down the field, kicks a winning field goal with 3 seconds to go. They beat him 24-22. Last night games, Cali Day all over Portal, 44-0. Savannah Christian loses to Savannah Country Day for the first time in 11 years.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations to Coach Coyle and his Hornets, 20-14. They beat the Raiders of Savannah Christian. In Double A, Bryan County. In another Double-A score with BC, Bryan County loses a heartbreaker. Haven't won yet. They lost to Meta 28-25. In 3A, the Beach Bulldogs pull it out with a minute 35 to go over the Islands High School Sharks. Yeah, I teach at Islands. She teaches at Beach. But you know what? We were in the booth together. There was no animosity, no rivalry. Hey, the kids played a heck of a game. So the Bulldogs win 25-20. Windsor Forest all over Johnson 43-14. In 5A, New Hampstead comes back and pulls out another one. That's two last-minute wins for the Phoenix. They beat South Effingham up in the Corral, 13-7. In the big schools, Richmond Hill all over Bradwell Institute, 56-28. In Giza, your former school, Memorial Day School. The Blue Thunder, the Matadors, whatever you want to call them. I call them the Blue Matadors. They beat Palmetto Christian 50-0. Okay, and then we go to Skeezer. Okay, Bethesda wins on a forfeit, Palmetto Christian. And then St. Andrews.
Unbelievable year.
8-0, 370-something points scored, and they've only given up one touchdown all year, 6 points. So, way to go, Doug Dixon and the St. Andrews Lions. All right, since we are now affiliated with Hilton Head, we're ESPN Hilton Head, 92.7. Here's some South Carolina High School and Skeezer scores. Battery Creek beats Ridgeland Hardyville, 44-18. Berkeley beats Buford, 23-14. That's Buford's first loss. I know you're the teacher, you're the journalistic, so you'll help me out with names. Wade Hampton beats Bluffton, 35-25. Thomas Haywood beats Dorchester Academy, 37-0. Carlton Prep beats Hilton Head Prep, 47-0. John Paul II, 30, beats the Kings Academy, 12-0. Whale Branch beats Academic Magnet, 49-0. And Carlton County beats Hilton Head High School, 41-35. That's a mouthful. All right, next up, we're going to start out. Melissa's going to have our first guest on. This was her choice, and we'll be working together picking out guests. And if you have a guest, okay, and you want someone to come on, Melissa and I, the coach and Makos, would love to talk to him. You got the Carl DeMasi Sports Report Facebook page. You got the Twitter page at KD Sports Report. You got Instagram, KD Sports Report. How can they reach you?
We're going to start a Snapchat because all the cool kids are snapping these days.
Oh, I got to be Gucci.
Yes, you got to be Gucci. So we're going to start a Snapchat and stay tuned for some ways to reach me via social media. I've had a lot of friend requests. Just bear with me as we as I search through them. And I guess I'm popular. I'm not trying
to blow your bubble. And you thought I was crazy, because you came on a couple of weeks ago and you co-hosted the show. I'm telling you right now, my Facebook page, my Twitter, how much people miss you being on air. I'm telling you.
I love it. It's awesome.
And you say, no, they're not. No, they're not. I mean, I can't believe I've been doing social media. We got to thank Somay Jaja Photography right down here in the Savannah Mall.
Yes.
Great pictures. Yeah, of course, you know, I love Photoshop.
Yes,
so
I
Photoshopped them up so we both look good. So, but yeah, he did a great job. So Somay Jaja Photography right here in the Savannah Mall. Great guy. Those are the pictures that he took. And I'm telling you, it's off the chart. Yeah, I mean, it's off the chart.
If he can make me look good, he can make anybody look good. So
No. You and him make me look good. So anyway, so we got to get to our second guest. But yeah, let us know. Give us a call. Text me. I'm giving you my cell number. 912-507-9158. It's 24/7. My wife hates that, but it is, because it buzzes in the middle of the night. As long as the kid's not calling, we're okay. So let's get your stories on, and that's what we want to do. Next up, we're going to talk about barbells for boobs. Go ahead and give you a plug here to the CrossFit
Steadfast. Very excited to welcome Sabrina Nedab, the owner, co-owner with her husband Brian of CrossFit Steadfast. Barbells for Boobs is a big fundraiser, raising money for breast cancer awareness, money for mammograms, and we're going full throttle with it.
And once again, it's the coach and his new sidekick,
Makos.
Okay, so it's the coach and Makos. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here with the coach and Makos on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. You can listen to us on the World Wide Web. We're streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com. Hey, you got a smartphone? It's smarter than you, probably. I know mine's smarter than me. Just download the new ESPN mobile app. Click on the little headphones in the right-hand top corner. Go to Savannah Hillhead. I'm there. Well, we're there, the coach and Makos. And then go to TuneIn Radio, WSEG, Savannah Hilton Head. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillhead. Cody, I'm babbling. Take us out, guy.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
Cut this. And that's right, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and it's the Coach and Makos. First ever show between me and Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, weekend anchor, now a teacher for the last 9 years, two years at Memorial Day School, seven at Beach.
Yes, my seventh year at Beach High School. For some reason, they keep me around. I don't know.
Well, we got together. We started thinking about what we want to do with the show. Of course, besides being a teacher, besides being a journalist and a TV personality, on-air personality, she's the first one in our ESPN Coastal, first on-air female personality. We're going to do a fitness section. And what better way than to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and an event that's going to happen tonight at the CrossFit Steadfast Gym. She'll give you the specifics. And it's, you know, barbells for boobs, okay? And Melissa's being into this. Hey, I had an aunt that died from breast cancer. Breast cancer has touched all our lives, and what a great way to give back to, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This lady now is joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. It's not really a hot seat, so don't get nervous. Sabrina Nedab.
Nedab.
Well, that's why I got the English teacher, you know what I mean? So she's going to help me out again?
Nedab.
Sabrina Nedab. She's the owner, co-owner of CrossFit Steadfast right here in Savannah, Georgia. And here she is joining us on the hotline. Take it away, Melissa.
Sabrina, we're so thankful that you're on here with us, me and Carl DeMasi, the coach and make host. You're the owner, co-owner with your husband, Brian, of CrossFit Steadfast, and I've been a member of CrossFit Steadfast for now. I don't even know how long because I don't keep track of time because it's been just so amazing. Tell me a little bit about Steadfast and how you guys started the CrossFit box here in Savannah.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me. This is exciting. My first radio interview, so I'm excited about that. Myself and Brian, we've always been passionate about fitness, and he's from New York and swam and played with.
Oh, I love that guy already. What part of New York?
Long Island, actually.
Long Island? You're talking to Long Islander right here. Where from?
I heard it. The Uniondale area.
Uniondale. Know everyone? Nassau Coliseum. Hey, you know what? I went to school at Nassau Community College, which is right there in Uniondale. Okay, sidetrack. Let's forget about the New Yorker. Go ahead.
I am from Texas.
How does a New Yorker pick up a Texas girl? That's what I want to know.
Very lucky, right, Sabrina?
Very, very lucky guy. Go ahead, Sabrina. I'm sorry. I'm joking around. Go ahead. Let's keep on going.
Okay, so we kind of, whenever we started CrossFit, we were in CrossFit about 3 years, and we decided that this is what we wanted to do. He was in the Coast Guard, and we said, let's close our eyes, pick a spot on the map, and open a gym somewhere. So Savannah, Georgia happened to be that spot, which worked out perfectly because it was halfway in between each of our homes. And we moved here a week before we opened and did not know anyone but our landlord and our real estate agent. So we also put all of our money into opening a gym and decided that it was best for us to live in it. So for a year and a half, we lived in a very, very warm and very, very cold warehouse, somewhat in our office, kitchen, laundry room space, and talked to anyone and everyone that we could and just tried to get them to come share our experience and work out with us, to hopefully change as many lives as we possibly could for the better. And that's kind of what we did. 5.5 years later, we have built such an amazing family that we call our Steadfast family, and changed a bunch of lives, changed our lives for the better. And we just keep building our community and helping people find the best form of themselves through fitness, through mental health. I could just go on and on about the benefits of CrossFit.
You know, one of the things when I first walked through that door, Sabrina, was you immediately feel that community atmosphere. You know, CrossFit is very, very intimidating. But what's so cool is, you know, I walked in there not having a clue what it was about. You know, a friend brought me, and you guys welcome everybody in with open arms, and that community atmosphere has led to the fundraising for Barbells for Boobs, and I think that's why Steadfast is so successful with it, because you push that community aspect. So tell us a little bit about what Barbells for Boobs is and what the money raised is for.
Okay. So Barbells for Boobs started off more as a CrossFit-type fundraiser. We do a workout called Grace, and that is 30 clean and jerks for time. And if you have no idea what a clean and jerk is, you can still come in. We will go over that with you and help you through the movements, and possibly with dumbbells, possibly just do some bodyweight movements. But typically it's with a barbell.
And all right, 1 second, Sabrina. Explain the difference between a barbell and a dumbbell.
So a barbell has, it's the weight that you put across your shoulders that you see in the Olympics with bumper plates on the side, so it looks like you're lifting just the world over your head. So your dumbbells are the individual weights that you have in your hands.
Okay, so the difference is one's a long bar and one's are the individual bars that you hold in each hand. So people know, because I got kids that I try to teach in school, Coach, what's the difference between a barbell and a dumbbell? Well, a barbell is a bar and a dumbbell is short hand weights.
Yeah, that's a perfect answer.
There you go.
You're hired, Carl.
Oh, well, you know, I could teach all this stuff, but I just can't do it anymore, so.
You can, though.
Yes, I can. I know I can. I just got to find time to do it.
I'm going to get him in.
All right, let's go back to Sabrina. Let's keep it going.
Barbells for boobs.
Okay. So it actually started one of a person named Z. She had breast cancer. Her friends decided to do a fundraiser for her years ago. And it just turned into a snowball effect of wanting to get the information out there that it's not only people over 40 that need mammograms. So actually one in eight men and women actually will be affected by breast cancer. And 7% of those people will actually be under the age of 40. So most of the time, insurance does not cover mammograms, and that's why they advocate for early detection. So that means, you know, getting the word out there about doing self-exams, going to get your mammograms if it's in your history at all. If it's not in your history, in your family history at all, it literally can affect anyone.
Yeah, we've had, I'm sorry to interrupt. We've had a couple special guests, and I say special guests because they're amazing women that have come in and done the Grace workout, you know, after chemotherapy treatment. My friend Becky, we had that one, well, I can't remember her name. Oh, I can't believe I can't remember her name. It's been a long night. But she came in. She was diagnosed with breast cancer because she was pregnant. What was she, 25?
Yeah, she was. Rebecca Fuller.
Rebecca, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and she actually, so she was diagnosed, and then so her whole entire first year of having the baby, she was also going through chemo and radiation and stuff that I can't even imagine having to do when you first have a child. And this year, we actually, with Becky and with Heather from Statesboro, so Becky works out at Ground Speed in Rincon, and Heather works out at Statesboro in CrossFit Borough. And so that just shows how much our community really expands, because we all come together for such a common cause and like-minded, and it doesn't matter, you know, what happened that day. Everybody puts anything aside and supports everyone that's involved. And we actually did this interview, which was amazing, and we're going to put it out shortly, probably next week. But we had a tattoo artist who also does reconstructive
surgery. Yeah, or pictures, or
right.
Yeah. Tattooing.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Cosmetic stuff.
There you go.
Cosmetic tattooing. Yes, I've heard of it.
Cosmetic tattooing. I'm so sorry.
That's no, you're fine.
So that is Kelly Borders.
Oh,
and
yes.
She actually sat down during the interview, and while they were talking, we talked for roughly 2.5-3 hours. It became a really lengthy interview, but it was amazing. And she just started drawing. And so she came up with this amazing pinup that has a barbell and this beautiful could be hair or a wig, depending on how you look at it. And that's actually on our shirts that we sell each year. That's going to be our shirt design for this year that we're selling.
Yes, so the shirts are absolutely amazing. Tell us about the shirts and how can you get these shirts? How can you help Barbells for Boobs? What's going on tonight with this pull-up challenge?
Yeah, so the pull-up challenge, this is our 6th annual pull-up challenge, and we will be at Barrel House South on Congress from about 8 p.m. to roughly midnight. And you can come in, you can buy a shirt, and they are $25, and that actually gets you 3 chances on the pull-up rig to get as many pull-ups as possible. These pull-ups do not have to be unassisted, so don't be scared if you are intimidated if you don't have pull-ups yet. We have bands, we have scaled options, so literally anyone can come in and try this out. But if you didn't want a shirt, they are awesome shirts, and you would definitely want
a
shirt.
I'm going to post a pic.
But if you did not want a shirt, you could also buy a $5 ticket to get one attempt. And then our prize at the end of the night is a bar tab or Barrel House South. And then all the proceeds go directly toward our fundraising page for Barbells for Boobs.
Awesome. I'm going to post that fundraising page to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm going to post it on my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, my everything. Sabrina, you are absolutely amazing. So 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock tonight at Barrel House South. I will be there. Come see me. Come say hi. Come try some pull-ups. Come buy a t-shirt. They're awesome. And it goes for Barbells for Boobs, for raising money for mammograms for those that cannot afford it or those whose insurance does not cover it. Sabrina, love you. You're amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report with Makos.
The coach and Makos.
I will see you later on tonight. Have a good
day. Thanks, guys. Hope to see you later.
Hey, Sabrina, from two teachers, we give you an A+.
A+.
Great job. All right, have a good day and good luck tonight.
All right, bye.
Bye. And that's Sabrina
Nedab.
Nedab from CrossFit Steadfast. Where are they located?
CrossFit Steadfast is on Berrien Street, 514 Berrien Street. It's right across from the SCAD apartments that they call Frogtown. And if you're not really familiar, it's right behind Savannah Station, that little choo-choo train.
Right there downtown.
You know, I know it's for like little kids like the choo-choo, but I like it too. And it's right down the street from Garrison School of the Performing Arts. So it's a small little street right behind the end market off of MLK. Come on in. It doesn't even look like a gym. It's literally a box with weights, and it's amazing. And I'm going to get you out there.
Well, just once again, tonight, Barbells for Boobs, fundraiser, T-shirts to raise money for mammograms. The best way to prevent breast cancer is to have a preventive test or
early
exam.
Early detection. And like I said, I'm going to post a picture. I'm going to send it to you because I got to put it on your Carl DeMasi Sports Report. The picture is amazing of the T-shirts, and they're $25. Come on out, buy a T-shirt, buy five T-shirts. And support the cause.
And what's amazing, it's local.
Sports
with fundraising for cures, for causes. It's a great combination. So once again, Sabrina and Nedab, thanks. I said it right?
You did.
Thanks for coming on. And that's the CrossFit Steadfast Gym. They're having their Barbells for Boobs fundraiser tonight. Once again, last place, last time. Where's the event tonight?
Barrel House South. Barrel House South?
Yes,
right?
You said it right.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't get out much.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. We got Tony Campbell waiting with the, well, we're bringing back another all-female professional football team, the Savannah Hurricanes, right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report with the Coach and Makos, all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. Cody, take it away.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's the Coach and Makos, first show ever between myself and Melissa Makos. So our first show together. Okay, I got to get used to this. I've never had a co-host before, and it's right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head. And that's right, you can hear us in Hilton Head, 92.7. If you want to listen to us on the computer, the World Wide Web, it's ESPNCoastal.com. Click on the Savannah tab. Also now on your smartphones, download the new ESPN mobile app. Click on the earphones, the headphones, whatever you want to call them. Go to Savannah Hilton Head, and we're also there, right there TuneIn Radio at WSEG, okay? So we're trying to hook up with Savannah Hurricanes Women's Football Coordinator Tony Campbell, so we just got her on my personal phone. We're going to call her back on the hotline, so Melissa's taking care of that. Hey, it's great having two people. Now we can get her back on the phone, but yes, we're going to have women's football in Savannah again. We used to have the Savannah Sabres, Savannah Peaches. Now they're bringing back Savannah Hurricanes. So Melissa's trying to work the deal, and hopefully we can hook up with her. All right, so now we got to go to the hotline, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. We're dialing her right now.
Gotta love live radio.
You got it.
Hello?
Tony, how's it going? Coach DeMasi.
How you doing?
Well, we're trying to hook up with you, and I'm glad it worked. And it's nice having a co-host now, because when we have problems, I couldn't get guests because the phone didn't connect, or you guys didn't know the phone number, it makes it so much easier. You're on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here in Savannah, and it's the coach at Makos, and we're bringing back women's professional or women's tackle football. I said female professional football. It's women's tackle football, and I know you've been involved in it. You've been involved with the Sabres, the Peaches, and you are joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Mobile, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, and let's talk some Hurricanes football with Tony Campbell. There you go.
Tony, tell us a little bit about this female football team, the Savannah Hurricanes. How fitting, the Hurricanes.
Well, the Hurricanes now, we'll be getting ready to do our annual season. First here in Savannah, the season actually starts in April. Right now, we are kicking off our tryouts, which will be tomorrow morning. They're going to be out at Runaway Point at 10 o'clock. And basically, it's just, you know, we've had the teams here before, like you mentioned, the Sabres.
Yes.
We played for the WFA, which is the league we're playing in now, from, 2011 to 2014. But, of course, you know, finally they kind of folded out due to just lack of support and not enough people wanting to play, you know, and just get involved. So, you know, now that team is gone. We had the Peaches back in 2011 as well, and they just had one season. And same thing, you know, it's a little difficult sometimes with some of the situations we have here in the area, you know, for girls. It's hard for us to get in. It's an all-boys group. So, you know, those didn't, they just folded a little bit. Like you said, support, things like that wasn't there for women's football. Not realizing that we hit harder than guys.
Yeah, one of my great, great friends, she's actually competing in a competition, a weightlifting competition this weekend, Trina Pinkney. She was a Saber, and she now works out with me at CrossFit Steadfast, and she is a beast, a beast. Where, yes. You said the tryouts
beast
are
mode, eh?
Yeah, the tryouts are tomorrow morning. What time? And where can I go so I can try out? Just kidding.
Okay, tomorrow morning is going to be at 10 a.m. down at Runaway Point on River Road. It's going to be over there. It's going to be, we're going to pretty much do it from about 10 to 20 to 12. And just kind of, you know, run some drills, see footwork, see if you can throw, see if you can catch, who's fast, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, people automatically assume it's girls, so they're like, oh, it's just girls. You know, we don't
play
ball,
happen,
we don't
right.
do that. But, I mean, it's awesome. If you have a chance, you know, go online, look at the WFA website, and you'll see these girls. I mean, we got women looking like walls out here, guys. I mean,
and Runaway Point, if you don't know where Runaway Point Park is, right off Islands Expressway, right?
Yeah.
Right off President Street, Islands Expressway, whatever you want to call it. All right, I got a quick question for you, okay? Old football coach. I've coached football for a long time. And like you said, people don't think females can play football or women can play football. What makes you guys want to play football, though?
Well, I know personally.
Well, there's got to be something that motivates them to do this.
Yeah.
You know? And so growing up, is me and my brother, he's older than me. All I watched was him and his friends play ball, and I wanted to play, you know. So I'm the girl who ran outside and got that little extra push from my mom when, you know, my brother said, girls can't play football. You know, I go cry. Mom, he wanted me to play. She made me get out there, you know. You can't tell her that she can't play because she's a girl. You know, how dare you do that? So from that on, I mean, I was out there playing, you know. I'd be the girl out there with a dress on playing, coming to the house skimped up with my elbows if I wanted to play with the boys. You know, here in Savannah, I went to high school here. I cheerleaded. I actually tried to play football in high school. Even the coach took my parents to dinner, you know, trying to talk them into it because he found that I could actually play.
Where did you go to high school? Where did you go to high school?
Was the Forest High School.
Awesome.
I'm a knight.
You are a knight. All right, we got a shark, we got a bulldog, and we got a knight. I love it. And, you know, Carl asked you about what's the motivation. And, I, you know, Tony, I can totally relate. When I was younger playing sports, you know, I thought I was going to play center field for the New York Yankees. And, you know, a lot of times girls are the stereotype is that you can't do it. You can't do it. But, yes, you can. And we're not girls. We're athletes. And I try to, you know, get that point across to a lot of people that we're not girls. We're athletes. And, you know, we can do it just as well. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to go up against Gronkowski or, you know, J.J. Watt. Well, he's hurt, but I'm not going to go up against these guys. But I tell you what, I've seen these women play football, and it is intense. It is intense. It's a great watch.
Definitely. I mean, I tell people, you know, just, you got to think, we're women. I said, think about the pain threshold that we have. Like, we give birth. Like, we do so much, you know? Like,
yes, you do give birth, and I don't want to do that. That's true.
Exactly, you know? Like, look at the what we have in us. And if you think about all the females out here, man, and the regular stress and the frustration and everything of the regular world out you, when you get out on that field and pain somebody, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Home with the kids, you whistling, you're happy. No stress. You know what I mean?
You got it. All right. So one more time, Tony Campbell with the Savannah Hurricanes, Women's Tackle Football League, that's starting up. They'll start playing in April, but they got a lot of scrimmages going on. They need more women to play. So once again, let's plug this tomorrow. What time, where, and is it going to cost anything?
Okay, it's going to be 10 a.m. Runaway Point on River Road. This is going to be a $25 registration fee. We have our waivers, have everything out there ready to go. And basically, again, guys, you know, we have a scrimmage coming up November 11th.
Veterans Day.
In South Carolina. Right. So, I mean, we're not playing any games. We're hitting the bricks and we're running with it. We got scrimmage November 11th at Columbia, South Carolina. That's going to be against the South Carolina Smash and the Southampton Rose Lady Gators out of Virginia.
Well, I mean, let us know how it goes. Give us the result. Let us know how many girls come out tomorrow, how many women come out tomorrow.
Athletes.
Women athletes, okay? I do apologize. Hey, you know what? I went to Savannah Sabres games. I promoted them when they were doing there. And I can tell you right now, you know I'm a fan because they were orange and black. And they had a really good-looking logo. You got a great logo. I love that logo. Carolina Blue looks like the Panther logo. Good luck, and let us know if we can do anything else.
Definitely.
Tony, you're awesome. Thanks for doing this for us female athletes.
Thank you. That's huge.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day, and good luck with tryouts tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
And once again, Tony Campbell, she is the coordinator for the Savannah Hurricanes Women Tackle Football League, and they're starting up. Hey, I had a girl that I taught that went and played for the Savannah Sabres, and it was pretty good. Okay, you know, I'm not, once again, the speed of the game is slower. Okay.
Of course. I mean.
Okay. Well, people got to realize that, because you had some people in the stands say, "Oh, this is tackle football. This is no. It's slower. You got to understand. I mean, little kid football slower. Middle school football slower. High school football starts picking up. College football, NFL's off the chart. Hey, I mean, you got to understand. But it's not bad football. It wasn't bad football. I enjoyed watching it.
Listen, I told you I played flag football, and watching some of these females, and it's really funny because when you play flag football for the Savannah Adult Recreation League, you must have two females on the field at all times.
Proud sponsor of ESPN Savannah.
There you go. There you go. Sark, yes, go look them up on social media. But I mean, some of these girls were absolutely fantastic, mm-hmm. and they're the ones scoring the touchdowns and, you know, grabbing those flags. I've seen some of these amazing athletes out there. And of course, yes, being females, we don't have the body type as men do, so it's going to be a little bit different. We're not naive to that, the difference, the composition of the bodies. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about how,
right.
Hey, I can dunk on 10-foot hoop, but it's good
biology,
clean,
human anatomy,
fun.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got one more spot to go. We're going to talk a little bit about Cam Newton and this whole thing with females and all this other stuff going in the locker room. And I know Melissa's biting at the bit to talk about this. We got one more segment to go. It's going to be short and sweet, but you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Coach and Makos, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton. And Cody, time to pay the bills. Take us away.
Coach Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And it's the Coach and Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Well, you know, that was a great segment, and we just talked to Tony Campbell, the representative for Savannah Hurricanes Women's Tackle Football Team that's going to play in a Women's Tackle Football League, the WFL, Women's Football League, or is it WTFL? I think it's WFL, Women's Football League. So
we'll Google it.
You want to play some football? You got that beast mode?
Yes.
You Gucci? I've learned a lot of stuff so far working with Melissa. She's into the kids' lingo, and yeah, I know they talk in my school too, but I just don't know what they're talking about. But she's up on top of it. But, you know, this is where we turn to, if we have time, we take two trending topics in the world of sports, national and local, and we break it down. Okay, we're going to go to the national part. Here. All right. Cam Newton. With female sportscasters. I mean, if you follow it, big uproar. He says they shouldn't be there. They don't know what they're talking about. They never played the game. I mean, you know, so I really, you know, females, they play the game, okay? They know the game. They study the game, okay? Of course, we've never had a female play Major League Basketball, Major League Football, Major League Baseball. But you know what? They do have women's WNBA. They have women's soccer. And I mean, you name it, they got it. They have every right to be a sportscaster, every right to get on
fast pitch.
Professional fast pitch softball. So, I mean, how did you feel being a journalist for so long and him coming out and saying that?
I didn't mind. And I know that's going to sound crazy. And I
that's
know that,
fine.
That might offend some people, but I honestly thought he was trying to make a joke. That was my first impression. I saw his heartfelt apology. I heard the entire interview, and I would not have taken offense to that because he's right. What do we know about routes unless you're running them or unless you've studied them? And I just think he was making a joke. I don't take offense to it because it doesn't apply to me. So if I do take offense to it, then that means that maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. So for me, that quote, that what he said does not apply to me because I do know what routes are. I do know what a nickel defense is. I do know what, you know, four men, seven men in a box is. I do know what that is. And so, I don't know. For me, none of that offends me. And I guess maybe I've got a little bit of a thicker skin.
The Dan and Yoga Company dropped them right away, though.
I know. But that's the day and age that we live in. I think you have to be so politically correct with what you say and what you put out there. And I think we're such a sensitive nation at this point that we really look for anything to go viral. And for Cam Newton to lose some sponsorships and stuff like that, you know, I felt bad for him. The point is that he's a football player. This is what he does for a living. You know, he's forced to sit in front of a microphone after a game and talk and chat. And anything that you do and say is going to be chastised if you're not saying the right thing. And so I really did not take offense to it. And, you know, actually it would motivate me more to show to these athletes that I do know what I'm talking about. You know, my first experience in an NFL locker room, I'll never forget it. It was with the Minnesota Vikings. I was at their mini camp. And it was funny because I don't think that we should be in the locker room. I really don't. Come see me, you know, out at the press conferences. I don't want to be in the locker room with naked men. I really don't. I'm sorry. And I just don't. That's not really what I want to. Where I want to be. If I want to talk to you, I don't want to be talking to you, interviewing you while you're in a towel. And Jimmy Kleinsaucer, I'll never forget, tight end for the Minnesota Vikings. All I had to do, my only job when I was working in Fargo, North Dakota, was to interview Kleinsaucer. So I go into the locker room, and Kleinsaucer comes out in a towel, and all I wanted to do was ask him about the two tight end set that Mike Tice, the coach at the time, was implementing with the Vikings. So I asked him about the two tight end set, and he said, hold on, dropped his towel right then and there, and I kept eye contact, and I said, okay, Jimmy, tell me about that two tight end set. And he was like, oh, okay, you're here to play, huh? I said, yes, I am. So, you know, you just got to take it with a grain of salt, and they may challenge you just like our students challenge us.
Yes.
You know, they want to try us, as the kids say. So I did not take offense to what Cam Newton said.
You heard it right there from a female sports reporter, journalist that did this for a long time. So, you know, you heard it right there. She took it as being funny, but a lot of people didn't do it in that society we live in. All right, well, we got 30 seconds to get out of here. Once again, game number two is coming up. The Coach and Mako starting at 10:03. Stay tuned. It's all right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head. Remember, you can go to ESPNCoastal.com, listen to us. You can get downloaded on your smartphone, go the ESPN mobile app, go to the Savannah Hilton page, and, of course, on TuneIn Radio at WSEG. It's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton. We'll be back with game number two in a couple of seconds.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and Hilton Head, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And it's the all-new Carl DeMasi Sports Report because it's the Coach and Mako's. Yes, if you've been following Savannah sports for years, she had a 4 or 5 year stint over WTOC as the weekly sports reporter, then as the weekend sports anchor. It seems like these TV stations have the females do the weekends, and you know what? I just don't. You know, I guess you guys are gotta give those guys a break. Is that how it worked?
I don't know. They were giving me a break from running up and down the football field covering these teams, especially covering the kid we got coming up.
Ooh. Oh, I remember one day I saw you covering a game, and it was very hot outside. And but anyway, yes, so it's the Coach and Makos every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. And we're in hour number two, or as I like to say, game number two.
Doubleheader.
How fast did the first hour go for you?
It flew by.
So we talked about Barbells for Boobs, their big event tonight.
Yes, Barrow House South, 7 o'clock. Come on out. It's a pull-up challenge. $25 gets you a T-shirt and three attempts at max reps pull-ups. And all the money raised goes to Barbells for Boobs, which is raising money for mammograms for those that either can't afford it or insurance doesn't cover it.
And once again, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You'll see all the kids that are playing sports, whether it's volleyball, softball, football, cross-country. They're running in pink outfits, which is great. The coaching staff at Islands High School last night, all in pink shirts.
So, yeah, and the referees had pink flags.
Pink flags, pink wristbands, pink whistles, you name it. They had it. So, and then, of course, we got to thank Tony Campbell, the representative from Savannah Hurricanes Women's Women's Tackle Football League. And if you want to play tackle football, Women's Tackle Football, they have tryouts tomorrow, 10 o'clock, at Runaway Point Park, right off of Islands Expressway, right past the food bank.
Second Harvest.
Right over the bridge. First Harvest. Okay, so you go right back there. The park's right there. Come out and do that. Hour number two. Here's the lineup. Well, we're going to talk a little about local sports, what's going on. Then we're going to get into my favorite part of the show. And that's not that the other parts aren't favorite, but this is when we bring on the good kids. Kids that have done something great in the classroom, on the field of play. Yeah, it's a student athlete, and that's what it's all about. It doesn't have to be a high school kid. It could be a middle school. It could be elementary. I had Anna Blos 2 weeks ago, and you love this. She won the Eastern Surfing Nationals U16 division.
Love it.
So, absolutely, you know, it doesn't have to be football, basketball, and baseball all the time. Just give me a call. Give Melissa a call now, or, you know, you can text me at 912-507-9158. You can message me at the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on Facebook, Twitter, you name it, I'm there. And Melissa's going to be setting up a Snapchat. She also has an Instagram. So we'll be full-blown in. We're going to bring on the quarterback from Savannah High. I mean, the kid's been amazing. The last 2 years, Savannah High has been in the thick of things. They made their first playoff game since 1996 last year. And the man that's running the show, Desmond Brinson. And he's also got a nice little scholarship offer.
Cornell? Ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
Kind of a good institution. Yeah, right. Ivy
One of the
school,
best schools in right. the United States.
Right. Ivy League school right there. I'm clearly this kid. He is the epitome of student athlete.
And just so happens to be in New York, too. But
yeah, you don't go to Cornell to play around. That's for sure.
And then we'll have at about 10:33, the man himself, former national champion, Georgia Bulldog himself, defensive tackle, coached here at Savannah Christian, coached many years, 17 years. He's the big supporter of Georgia football on ESPN Radio, and that's the president of EnviroVac, Kevin Jackson, breaking down the UGA-Missouri game tonight. The man is 5-0 on picks so far, and I'm telling you right now, not just he's picking Georgia to win, he's almost exactly on the point total. So, I mean, he'll tell you, like last week he told me it'd be 47-0 Vanderbilt.
That was on Vanderbilt? Oh, Georgia winning over Vanderbilt.
Georgia winning over Vanderbilt,
just
right?
Make that clear.
Right. Georgia beat Vanderbilt 45-14. He told me it'd be 47-0.
He's close.
How close can you get? And what happened is, and he's a good friend of Kirby Smart, the head coach of Georgia. Kirby Smart felt a little, felt a little bad, started playing the second and third string, so that's how they scored 14 points. And then we'll close out the show. All right, let's get to the scoreboard, which I didn't do last time. Once again, we are your source for Atlanta Falcon football, Atlanta Hawk baseball, Atlanta Braves baseball, and of course UGA sports, and of course UGA football. The Falcons were off last week. They're 2-1. Heartbreaker against the Buffalo Bills. They play home today. They play home tomorrow. Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 1 o'clock. They take on the Miami Dolphins. Okay, college today. UGA, get all your sources, get all your news right here starting at 3:30 today, because the game kickoff is at 7:30, so our pregame show starts at 7:30 with the pregame Bulldog football show. They take on Missouri tonight at 7:30. They're 6-0 overall, 3-0 in SEC. Pretty impressive.
It's extremely impressive. I was not anticipating UGA to be this successful at this point in the season. Their schedule looked a little bit rough, but as of right now, they are what, number two in the country?
Number four right now.
You know, hey, I am no Kevin Jackson, so I'm close.
You're good.
Close.
Georgia Tech goes down and plays Miami. Big game for both teams in the ACC. Georgia Tech 3-1. Miami is with Mark Richt, former Bulldog himself, so he knows a little about Georgia Tech's offense. But we'll see what happens with that. That's 3:30 p.m. Georgia Southern is home tonight, 6 o'clock, takes on New Mexico State. They're 0-4. Coach Summer, we got to do something. They lost 2 weeks ago against Arkansas State. And, of course, Savannah State playing close games, our only Division I football team here in Savannah, Georgia. They lost to Hampton last week. Homecoming, 17-10. They're up in Maryland at 1 o'clock. They're taking on Morgan State, who also is 0-5. So somebody's going to win today. I hope it's the Tigers.
Win. I do, too. You know, I know you've got an affinity for the Tigers because of a familial relationship.
The wide receivers coach is named Demasi, too.
Yes.
The real coach, Demasi.
You know, it's not like just because their record doesn't indicate how good they are. Sometimes, you know, getting that first win is just that monkey off your back, and then you can go fly from there. And so hopefully the Tigers will get that win today.
Okay, and we got to talk about SCAD. And SCAD gets no love, and I'm just saying that. They get no love, okay? But you know what? They have a full slate of sports. It might not be football, basketball, or baseball, but how about bowling? How about equestrian? How about soccer? There's another one. How about fishing? Cross country, cycling, lacrosse, you name it. They got it. They just don't have the major sports. So we're going to send out a big shout-out to Savannah College of Art and Design every week. Women's soccer, big win. Overtime win against the rival, USCB, that's the University of South Carolina, Buford, at 2-1 in overtime. They're taking on tonight over there in Hardeeville. They take on Weber International at 5 o'clock. They play in the Sun Coast League, the Sun Conference League. So the Bees, the Lady Bees, are 8-5-1 overall, 3-3 in conference play. The men's lost in overtime. They lost to Thomas University Wednesday afternoon, 2-1. They're on the road today. They're playing right now. The game has started there at Weber International in Florida. PGA Tour, Gene Sowers is playing the SAA Championship in Cary, North Carolina. He's tied for 25th. That's the Champions Tour. That's for the old guys over 50 years. Gene, I didn't mean that. I mean the older golfers.
That 50 is not old.
I know. I'm over 50. But anyway, he's 14th in the Charles Schwab Cup. What that means, at the end of the championship golf season, the top 36 players or golfers go on to a tournament. PGA, Brian Harman's done. He finished 25th in the FedEx Cup standings. He's 28 overall in the world rankings. And we have two guys playing in the Latino American Tour. They are not in today's or this weekend's golf tournament at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, Mark Silvers and Tim O'Neill. High school sports. Let's go to the football scoreboard quickly. Thursday night result, Benedictine 28, Toombs County 14. They're 7-0. They're 22 wins straight. Jenkins all over Groves 40-0. Southeast Bullock with a big field goal with 3 seconds to go to the game. Beat Savannah High 24-22. Heartbreaker. All right, last night's games, Calvary all over Portal in the Class A 44-0. Country Day, for the first time in 11 years, beat Savannah Christian 20-14. In AA, Bryan County loses a heartbreaker to Metter 28-25 in the last seconds of the game. Same thing in 3A, Beach beats Islands with 1:30 to go.
Wait,
in the game.
What was that score? What was that score for Beach? What was that score?
25-20, dear.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Okay. It was a game of runs. It was the ESPN Game Day High School Game of the Week fueled by M-Market. We were out at Pooler Stadium, 25-20 Beach Bulldogs. Windsor Forest beats Johnson 43-14. New Hampstead comes back and wins in the last minute of the game, 13-7 over South Effingham. Looks like they have a shot to clinch a playoff spot early. Richmond Hill all over Bradwell, 6-0, 56-28. Memorial Day takes care of First Presbyterian at Garden City Stadium, 50-0. Palmetto Christian in Skeeza forfeited to Bethesda, and St. Andrews has not lost the game. They're 8-0. They've only given up 6 points. They beat Hillnet Christian 44-0. South Carolina High School League, Skeezer scores. We are your source in Hilton Head now on ESPN 92.7. ESPN Savannah Hilton 92.7. Battery Creek 44. Richland Hardeeville 18. Berkeley 23. Buford 14. Wade Hampton 35. Bluffton 25. Go back to Buford. That's their first loss of the season. Thomas Hayward all over Dorchester 37-0. Carlton Prep 47. Hilton Head Prep 0. John Paul II 30. The King's Academy 12, Wellbrands 49, Academic Magnet 0, Carlton County 41, Hilton Head 45. I got to go to the ladies, and this is my co-host, Melissa Makos. It's near and dear to her. She was a Division I college softball player at Boston College. We got to go to the first round of the softball playoffs. Savannah Christian goes 3 games and beats Kings Ridge yesterday afternoon, 11-3. So Savannah Christian is moving on to the next round. In Class 3A, nobody made it. Peach County beat Jenkins in 2 games. Rutland beat Islands in 2 games, so we have nobody left in 3A. In 5A, South Effingham sweeps Veterans 4-0, 2-0. They'll advance. Effingham County in 6A has advanced. Richmond Hill has advanced. All right, in volleyball, In 3A, Savannah Arts and Islands Advance, they'll be playing Tuesday. South Effingham Advance in 5A. Effingham Richmond Hill Advance in 6A. And in the Class A, where we have defending state champion Calvary, they take care of Taylor County. And the runner-up, Savannah Christian, takes care of Greenville. And Country Day goes to Central Talbotton and wins three straight. So that's the scoreboard, Melissa. There's always a lot of scores to talk about.
I've been living in Savannah since 2007. And it still baffles me that softball hasn't played in the fall. But I love it. And I love we've got such a good plethora, word of the day, SAT word of the day, plethora of softball players that are just killing it on the diamond, and I absolutely love it.
And she did used to give pitching lessons. I don't know if she's still doing it. Are you?
I do not give pitching lessons anymore.
You finished?
Yeah, I retired it for now. You know, every now and then I pop back
up. But now into your CrossFit and spin classes, and I don't know how you would fit into your schedule.
Yeah, I don't know either. sometimes I got to sleep here and there.
We'll talk about her and take care of her dogs.
Dog.
So we'll talk more about that later on. Next up, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah High School. The Blue Jackets, the quarterback, senior quarterback, has been offered a scholarship to play at Cornell University, and that's Desmond Brinson. You're listening to the new Carl DeMasi Sports Report with the coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, okay, and Hilton Head. In Savannah, it's AM 1400, FM 104.3. In Hilton Head, it's 92.7. You can listen to us streaming live on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com. Just click on the Savannah button. And on your smartphones, we have the ESPN mobile radio app. Download it. Go to the headphones. Go to Savannah Hilton. And we're on TuneIn Radio. Go to WSEG Savannah. Well, it's all right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton. Cody, time to take us away. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah High.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
That's right, and here we go on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the new Carl DeMasi Sports Report, because it's now the Carl DeMasi Sports Report and the coach and Makos. That's right, new co-host Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, weekend sports anchor, and now teacher over at Beach High School. She's been teaching now for 9 years. She gave up the mic to teach kids, and she loves what she does. And like I said, this is probably the favorite part of my show, because that's what it's all about. I want to get the news out about the local kids, the good kids, the kids that have done something special. And it just doesn't have to be high school. It could be elementary, middle, high school, pro, college, you name it. You're from Savannah. You want to nominate somebody? Savannah and the area, Effingham, Richmond Hill. We'll talk to you. We'll bring you on. And like I said, I want you guys to nominate. That's right, you guys. You guys got to nominate it. Call DeMasi Sports Report. Message me, KD Sports Report, Twitter, Instagram. My phone number, 912-507-9158. We want to hear about the good kids. And that's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Well, this young man, I mean, what can I say? I mean, against Groves High School, that's what he was nominated for. He had an unbelievable game in the first half. He was 8 for 12, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he was rushed also for 101 yards and another score on just 6 carries. I mean, if you've been following Savannah High football or Savannah Channing County Public School football, last year was unbelievable. Savannah High making the playoffs for the first time since 1996. When I got here in 95, they were the powerhouse. They were the team to beat. I was coaching at Jenkins. And then it fell off the chart, and they went through some rough times. Coach Tony Welch came in there, restructured the program. Now Coach Dave Roberson is just carrying it one step further. And I know they've had two heartbreaking back-to-back losses. They won the ESPN Game Day High School Game of the Week last week. It was fueled by a market last week against Windsor Forest. I mean, they're up 14-10, and it's fourth down, and I just asked Desmond what happened on that play. They were supposed to take a safety. That would have made it 14-12. They still would have had the lead, but I guess the quarterback center exchange, slippery, wet ball. I mean, it was a monsoon, and they lost the ball. Desmond got tackled on the one-yard line, and Windsor Forest went and scored. They lost that game. And then Thursday night, I wish I was there. I mean, they come back. It's 21-20. They go for the two-point conversion. They get it, and then Southeast Bull comes down the field. How far was that field goal?
I think like 15, 16 yards.
So, you know, they marched down the field, and Southeast Bull hit a field goal with 3 seconds to go in the game. They lost that one 24-22. They still got a shot at the playoffs. But as a junior, he was first-team All-Region. He was second-team 2016 All-Greatest Savannah Morning News on the offensive team. Back in January, something special. He was also honored as part of the Next Level Sports Program, which is sponsored by 21st Century. They hosted a outing called Honoring Living Legends, and the reception recognized former Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools system athletes who took their athletic careers to the next level, and the current student-athletes, and Desmond Brinson was one of them. The kids that were invited, the student-athletes that were invited were Desmond Brinson from Liberal Studies at Savannah High, Javante Middleton from Jenkins, Tyshawn Daniels from Groves, Bobby Tyson from Beach, and Naaman Pointer from Johnson High School. The former Savannah-Chatham County Public School athletes. Okay, George Atkinson played for the Oakland Raiders, won himself some bling, with the Raiders, a Super Bowl championship. Edwin Bailey started 11 years straight for the Seattle Seahawks. Frank Ellis, Frank Kearse, who just finished playing with the Washington Redskins, and Horace Luton. I got to find out more about Frank Ellis, but that's pretty good company, and that's why he's this week's. Oh, did I say that he's also verbally committed to play football at Cornell University, one of the top Ivy League schools in the area. So pretty impressive. He's in studio now. Our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah High School quarterback, senior Desmond Brinson. Desmond, I've been watching you. It's great to get you in here. Great job. And once again, as far as on the football field, great job. But that's pretty impressive, Cornell University. Being a guy from up north, yes, okay, sir. I know about Cornell University, and a lot of people do. But once again, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you. Number one college town in America. So it's just fun to go up there and enjoy time with my family and go see the coaches' staff and see the atmosphere it is up there.
Well, you know, we talked before. We were on the Tuesday night edition of the Chatham County Sports Report, Chatham County School Sports Report, that you can hear every Tuesday night. I host it. We talked to the Savannah-Chatham County athletes and coaches, and, just something special. And, you moved here 3-4 years ago from Delaware. You went over to Coastal Middle School. Now you're at the Liberal Studies or the
Savannah Early College.
Or Savannah Early College. So when did we'll get back to the academia part of it. When did you start playing football? When did dad push you out there, give you a football, or is it just something you picked up?
It's really like my dad pushed me to go to, but I loved it when I started playing football. I'll say around like the 8 to 6, because you know how you have that time where you can't play with the pads and stuff like that. So I played with flag football, and I just loved the running and throwing the football. And so it was just good competing against other people and playing.
Well, early in the show, I don't know if you heard us, we got the Savannah Hurricanes, a women's tackle football league started. There's got to be a reason why people like the game of football, whether it's male or female, any athlete. I got to make sure I say that with my co-host, okay? I'm glad they're doing it because I watch the Savannah Sabres. But you got to like something about football because it's a physical sport where you're hitting somebody or somebody's hitting you. What do you like most about the game of football?
I say the aggressiveness of football, because no other sport where you can really get it out. But also, like, I like competing against other people. And you know, over time, you start bonding with other people from other teams, and so you get the little trash talk there and there. That's a little different from baseball or basketball, but it's just the aggressiveness behind pads and a helmet that you can bring out.
And, you know, one step further, okay, we talked about your game against Groves, and this year on the season, I don't have the Thursday night game, but you're 34 for 56, 480 yards, 5 touchdowns. I think you're the leading rusher on the team also.
Oh, yes, I really don't know.
Well, I think the last time I looked at it, you were the leading rusher for the Savannah High Blue Jackets. So if I had to talk to Coach Roberson, what would he tell me that Desmond Brinson's best skill is? Is it running? Is it passing? Is it? And you're also now playing free safety too. So
yes,
what do you think he would tell me your best skill is at the sport of football?
Well, I'd say making plays and being an athlete on the team. Like, we have a couple athletes like Malik Nesbitt. He plays everywhere too. Javon Chambers. So we just, like, he say probably one of the best athletes on the team, and just so that he can play at different areas of the field to give the team a spark.
And you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the new Coach and Mako show. My co-host Melissa Mako, she's right now filming, so we'll bring her on. I know she wants to have a couple of questions. All right, let's go quick. What was your personal goal going into the season? Was it just getting back to the playoffs, or is it your team? Did you have a personal goal?
I would say personal goal would be a better leader on the team. Because, nice. Like, last year, I wasn't that defined leader, I would say. I was just there because I was the quarterback, but I say defined leader because a lot of guys, young guys that are playing new, they look up to me, as I had a conversation with some of the players. So I'd say be a better leader on the team and just have fun.
Hey, that's great. Now, new season, new coach. What was the team goal?
Team goal was get back to state playoffs. Pick up where we left off and get back, and we really want to win a state championship before we leave high school.
Now, I didn't give you this. I'm throwing you a curveball here, okay? I'm going to throw a pass that you got to make a catch, which you told me Cornell's going to want you to do. But let's go off. What was it like for the first time for Savannah High to make the playoffs since 1996 last year?
Oh, it was totally different. You'll see a lot of alumni come up to you and be like, hey, you're the quarterback, Savannah High. We're at the game there. So it's just a lot of praise from going deep into the playoffs and playing. And it was a little heartbreaking that we lost second round, but we played the state champions from the previous year before, so we were just glad that we made a difference there and we're able to go far in the playoffs.
And like you said, they come up, you're the quarterback. What's it like playing the quarterback for the Blue Jackets?
It's a little different because I only started my 10th grade year, so it's a little different to get that praise, but, you know, it comes with the territory, and, you know, you just, like, defer it off to the line and say they did a great job, and you're running back, so you don't want to take all the praise.
Hold on. I gotta shift the mic over here.
All right, Desmond, who's your role model? Who do you who does your role model your game after?
I probably say I like LeSean McCoy, even though he's a running back, but I like he has swag on the field, and he just plays and just makes plays out of nowhere. That certain things.
Swag Gucci is the same thing, guys?
I would say.
Swag sounds pretty good. You know, I want to get to the Cornell thing. For those of you that don't know, Cornell is an Ivy League school. It is not easy to get into. It is not easy to matriculate after high school to an Ivy League school such as Cornell. But it's inspirational to see a kid from Savannah go Ivy League. If you were to, promote the academics and the athletic part of what you do, how would you encourage others to seek the path that you're seeking when it comes to academics and athletics?
I would say if no academics, no sports. That's what I was raised upon. If I didn't do good in the classroom, then I wasn't on the football field or baseball field or whatever. Because if you can't show that you're going to do great on that, then why would you play on the football field? And how is your coach going to be able to depend on you on the football field if they can't depend on in the classroom?
I mean, that's great parenting. I mean, you got to be successful in the classroom before you can get on the football field. And you know it because, you know, you played at Boston College, so you weren't getting there unless you had the grades.
Absolutely. And, you know, your father told me that you're going into pre-med, so that makes me feel good. So when I'm old and gray, well, I'm kind of old and gray now, I'm going to come to you for surgery or whatever, whatever I need. So you are going to go pre-med, so that's not easy. How do you plan on balancing the academics with playing sports at the college level?
Well, now I get a glimpse of it. I go to Savannah State for academics, so you just got to prioritize right, and you study as much as you can, and then when you're not studying, be in the weight room or on the football field to perfect your craft. So I just look to stay in the books and stay in the weight room.
All right, now we got to get rolling here. We got about the 2-minute drill here, which I know Coach Robinson probably practices with you all the time. You get a chance to participate in anything outside of athletics, any other extracurricular activities, clubs, National Honor Society, anything like that?
Well, I just got accepted into the National Honor Society in my school, and then one thing I do like to do is bowling a lot. I love bowling. That's just something I just learned to do.
Hey, Scott has a bowling team. You could get a scholarship for that too.
Oh, see, I gotta play football. But yeah, I love bowling, and my dad, he played bowling, so I just raised up on that too.
Oh, bowling's a great sport. I love it. I mean, I grew up on it too. We used to take Saturday trips in New York when I grew up on Long Island. We used to have the police boys club with kids that, you know, couldn't afford going to these activities. They would take us bowling every Saturday. It was really great. All right, two questions I got left. Cornell University. Why Cornell?
When I went up there with my mom, we took a trip up there for the camp. It was just like the coaching staff was more a family atmosphere. And, like, it wasn't even just about football. It was, like, the academic side, too. As Coach Hurd, he explained a lot to us. We sat in his office for about 3 hours with other families just talking. It's, like, more of a family atmosphere, them joking around. And plus the area, since I'm from Philadelphia and Delaware, it's still close up there. But anytime you're making a big decision from Georgia or far away from your family, that's where you want to be if you want to be around family.
Now, is this going to be early signing day, which we have new this year? Or are you going to wait till February like everybody else?
Probably early, because I really like the school.
Any questions from my cohort now?
Yeah, I do. What's really cool is, you know, I heard about you before I met you, and I heard that you work out on your own at another gym at Planet Fitness. The motivation to just get in the gym and do your own thing outside of what you do at school, where does that come from?
I'll say my dad. My dad and my mom, they're hard workers. They try to give me the best life I can. And so I always wake up in the morning, try to get to the gym, if I do it before school or after school. School just to get there by myself, because you never know when someone's watching, and if you're not going to put in the hard work, someone will for you. So,
well, you know, Melissa beat me to the spot. I was going to ask you, what do you plan on doing in the future? But we already know it's pre-med. So once again, congratulations. Why pre-med, and is there any specific field?
I recently took an internship. I did an internship for a couple of days at Chatham Orthopedics. And Dr. Drew, he showed me the ropes, and I just really liked it. And it was just really fun to meet different people. And you know you're making an impact in life because you're helping others and as they grow up on too.
So we're going to be an orthopedic doctor.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to play the sport. You're going to help with the sport, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Desmond, great meeting you finally. I've been watching on the football field for 2 years, basketball. I mean, great leader over there at the early college and, of course, at Savannah High Athletics. And that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for October 14th. Desmond Brinson from Savannah High Football. Great job. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you.
And we got to just thank the man who sponsors this. He's been with me since day one. I've been doing this since 2010 on the radio, and this man has been with me, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington. Once again, and that's why you get a plaque, because he wants to make sure you're honored for what you do. Your back hurts.
You.
Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. Well, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Cooler, it's Cooler and Pooler, and that's at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, best of luck. I know it's, you know, you got a hard road to face with the season. You got 3 games left. You win 2 out of 3, you still got a shot, but if you take care of business, you take all 3, you make the playoffs again. Keep on going, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, and we'll be right back. We got the big bulldog waiting on the hotline. That's Kevin Jackson breaking down the Georgia Bulldog-Missouri Tiger game up there between the hedges. Starts at 7:30. All your pregame needs, all your pregame questions will start right here on ESPN Radio Savannah at 3:30. Once again, this is the Carl DeMonte Sports Report with the coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Back to Carl DeMonte, the Carl DeMonte Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
All right, we're still waiting. 3 minutes to go. A lot of commercials, coach. I know, you're up there already, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting out with my good friend Thomasville.
Back to Carl DeMonte, the Carl DeMonte Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMonte Sports Report, the new Carl DeMonte Sports Report. First-time show, first-time edition of the Coach and Makos. And this lady knows her sports. She was a former sports reporter at WTOC. She had a lot of responsibility on the weekends because she was the sports anchor. So she had to do everything herself, run around, shoot the film and everything else. She covered the Bulldogs. She had a lot of fun with WTOC covering the games, right?
That's right. That was when Mark Richt was still the coach.
That's right. That's when Mark Richt was still there. But we got a new guy at the helm, Kirby Smart. This man is 6-0 on predictions. He breaks down the Bulldogs games. Tell us what practice is like, because he visits practice every Tuesday. Good friends with Kirby Smart. Does a great job. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the man himself, the Bulldog, 1980 national championship player, played for the great Irk Russell. Irk Russell was the defense coordinator, Kevin Jackson. Kevin, Coach Jackson, Coach, because that's what I know you as, because, I mean, you've always coached my son, and you did a great job with it. Great to have you on, and 6-0, buddy. I know, I said 5-0. You had to correct me.
Well, Carl, as you know, I told you at the beginning of the season, and first of all, I want to shout out to everybody. I'm at Lake Oconee with my great friends, the Huffsettlers, getting ready to head to the game. But remember the beginning of the season, if you go back to the first show, Carl, I told you that what was going to carry us was going to be the defense. And there's a great saying that, you know, the best way to win a game is not to lose it. And the best way not to lose it is to not make mental mistakes. And if you look at how well coached this team is, our defense early on, they've carried us all season because we've had players in the right position. And I talked about on the first show, if you remember, I talked about physicality. About you're going to see a more physical team, a more disciplined team. And then eventually, right now, we're peaking. Our offense came around. You know, I told you, just like it's going to be at Tennessee, how are we going to rush? Our offensive line was going to get better. So all the things and what Kirby and what he preaches and the depth we have now has made all this possible. And they don't make mental mistakes. They tackle. And let me tell you, that defense, I haven't seen the defense hit like that since Junkyard Dog. Eight hats to the football. Let me tell you, when you're a Missouri receiver and you're watching what you're getting ready, you're running a slant route, and you're watching what you're getting ready to do, and your quarterback, you're thinking about I'm the way you're going to get hit and what you're going to have to back from. This is what you're going to see tonight. You're going to see a team so motivated. Now, look, they have off the road two last games. They played at Neyland-Salem. They played at Vanderbilt. There's more people here. I've had more calls for tickets. The Bulldog Nation has gone crazy. You know how it is, Carl. Everybody loves a winner. So the stadium is going to be jacked to the hill tonight. The Feinbaum show is already there. It's going to be electric. I mean, the fans, it's completely sold out, plus some. Kirby's going to use what happened last night to Clemson. I guarantee you, got him in a meeting about motivation, how we can't let down. And then I'm predicting a full beatdown.
All right. No predictions yet. No predictions yet.
Okay.
Okay, now you're the Missouri coach now. You told us what Georgia's going to do there at wide receivers. You're the Missouri coach. What can the Missouri coach or the coaching staff do to beat the Georgia Bulldogs?
I always get ahead of you. I apologize. I get excited about that.
Oh, you know that.
What they can do and what I would do, and like I told you what Tennessee would, or Vanderbilt would need to do, they've got to expose our corners. What they would need to do is hit the seam patterns, you know. They do have a big tight end. They have a quarterback that can throw. And then I would hope that they could score, outscore us, because I think that would be my game plan, to put the big receivers out and bump and run coverage. And we run a lot of man, so they'll be looking to go. I'd be looking to put those big guys out there and then going man coverage, and then I'd play jump ball with them, because you got a high receiver. And of course, on defensively, your strategy is going to be what everybody else has tried to do from Mississippi State. They're going to load the box with eight. And they're going to make us run the ball. They're going to make Fromm beat you throwing the ball.
All right.
If I'm Missouri, that's how I'm going to try to beat it.
All right, it's got to be a perfect game. Okay, I'm giving Melissa here a pitch. She's got the next question for you.
Hey Coach. One thing that Georgia can't do is they can't have a let up. They can't play down to their opponent. So what do they need to do to come away with the W today and go to 7-0 for the first time since 2005?
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm losing my voice. I said, you know, you can't play down to your opponent, and a lot of times that's what happened. Perhaps that's what happened with Clemson last night in Syracuse. So what does Georgia need to do to make sure that they go to 7-0 for the first time since 2005 season when they won the SEC?
They're it's a different team. Their mentality and the way that they're coached, and there's no letdown in Kirby Smart. I'm going to tell you, he's a motivator. He is not a coach. I don't know if you've noticed every game after he's been interviewed. Have you ever heard him say how great a job the team has done?
No.
He's always told you about all the mistakes they've made, and that's what great coaches do. And he will not let them. He won't let them have a letdown. He is a motivator. He will have the team so pumped up and so ready to play. It will come out of there so jacked up, ready to hit it. It'll be unbelievable. It's going to be, and his mentality and the Rick mentality are night and day. You know, and I love Coach Rick, and he did a great job. But this game is not about being a nice guy. It's about physical and being the meanest mother in the trenches, and it's about GATA. And that team has got all the intangibles of that. These guys, they want it. They're hungry. They got tired of hearing about it last year. They're tired of hearing about we won the championship in 1980. And they're focused, and their vision is to win a national championship.
Yeah, like Carl said, the motivation is definitely there after the loss last night from Clemson. So clearly the ball is in the court of the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, my dad always taught me offense wins games, defense wins championships. What does this defense need to do today to, control the line of scrimmage?
Well, your dad's a smart man.
Oh, yeah.
that is exactly how you win championships. And you go back to all our championship years, our defense. Everybody talks about Herschel. We were ranked number one in the nation in every category. And our defense, what we're going to do tonight is they're going to hit that quarterback so hard. They're going to mix up. Notice the blitz packages. Notice how right before that quarterback snaps the ball, how we move into a different set. Mel Tucker, he's phenomenal. Our defenses are so complex and so hard to read. They think you're getting a double-A blitz out of two linebackers and a corner blitz. Then the next thing you know, the linebackers have backed out and you run two corners off the side. I mean, they have blitz like Carl, you've been watching the games. I've never seen the blitz packages they come up with. I can't imagine how hard it would to be an offensive coordinator to try to strategize against Mel Tucker and Kirby Smart.
You can't. You got to sit in that film room and just analyze and analyze and analyze, and then you got to execute. And if you can't execute, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And I love hearing these blitz packages and the corners coming in from the outside, because I do know routes and I do know football. It's so fun to hear the analysis.
Well, Kevin, what do you think about the co-host? You think she knows what she's talking about?
He absolutely does, and man, I know her and I've seen her, and not to say anything, her face is a lot better than yours and mine.
Okay, Coach. All right, here we go. We're breaking it down. We got the 2-minute drill here. Every week we've done this, you're 6-0. Last week, 45-14, you were a little upset. You text me right away. Kirby Smart felt bad. He had to play some guys. They scored 14 points, so you were right there. You said 47-0. It was 45-14. Let's go, buddy.
All right, I'm going at 45-10, and there again, it'd be because Kirby will get down in the third quarter and he'll rotate in and play the guys like he should and get some guys some experience, and that's the one thing that we've got is the depth this year. So I'm going with a pure beat down. I say I'm going to tell you, and remember this, how jacked up the stadium's going to be and how they play in the first quarter. They're going to win this game in the first quarter by the way they're going to come out and stay ahead of Missouri.
Well, I'm pretty impressed. I'm going to go my prediction. I'm going to go 35-0. I don't think they're going to hit that 45 mark. I'm going to go 35-0. I think, like you said, the defense is going to blitz, going to come off the edges. They're not going to know what's going to hit them, and I'm going 35-0. Melissa?
Oh, you're pitching a shutout here.
I'm pitching a shutout.
1,000,000-0. I like 42-7. 42-7, that's the number that's coming inside my head. That's what I think it's going to be. But, you know, I'm not really good at this. I just like watching.
All right, Kevin, I appreciate it. Once again, hey, go Dogs. Go ahead, Coach. It's all you.
Hey, well, what I want to say is as always, I thank you. I thank ESPN Radio, and a big shout-out to Charlie. And this past week, you know, Carl, we had, you know, I'm on the board of the GPA, Georgia Port Authority, and the governor came down, and, you know, 370,000 jobs. And I wanted to give a shout-out to all the people that make that happen around the state of Georgia, and thank the governor for coming down to Savannah, and all the employees that work at the ports, the ILA, everyone out there, the great, tremendous job that they do making our state great. Without them, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have a lot of jobs, and we appreciate it. And Carl, I appreciate your show, and it's so nice to be co-host. Congratulations, and everything you guys do for promoting high school football, and I'm just humbled to be on here, honestly, So hopefully next week we're on here, and I'm 7-0, Carl.
I think you're going to be 7-0, buddy. I think, and you'll probably be closer than I am. So you have a little more feel for the team. You're up there Tuesdays. You're in the trenches. Remember those names. Remember that day when you were in the trenches. So once again, appreciate it. Enjoy it. Have a lot of fun, and always a pleasure, Kevin.
And congratulations on new co-host. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
And that's Kevin Catfish Jackson, as he was known on the UGA football team. Just a great job. I call him Coach. Now, you know I get excited. Can you tell the excitement in this man's voice about Georgia football?
He's using my favorite word. He says they're going to be jacked up. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Because, you know, so much emotion goes into playing sports. And, you know, what do they say? 75% is mental? I disagree. I think 85% is mental. Maybe even 90% is mental. And so, yeah, I agree with him. They're going to be jacked up, and they're going to be ready to go.
All right, well, we got to get out of here. We're going to have a short segment, a short quarter, as I like to say, to end the show. It's flown by. I can't believe it's already an hour and 45 minutes into the show. Well, we're going to be right back. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report with the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Cody, it's all yours. Press that button. Take us away.
Now back back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. Svante Hilton Head. I'm Carl DeMasi. It's the coach and May Coast. First show in a tube. You wouldn't believe this now. We only have a minute and 20 seconds here. Quickly.
Sweet.
Quickly now. How does it feel like being back on the airwaves?
It is absolutely amazing, and I've seen so many friends walk through the mall and waving and say hi. Come out here. Come see us at the ESPN Coastal Studios at the Savannah Mall.
ESPN Savannah Hilton Head Studio.
ESPN Savannah Hilton Head. That's right. We're now broadcasting.
I'll give you all the ins and outs.
In Hilton Head, and I love it because I have a lot of friends that come down and visit Hilton Head, so, and they come to Savannah too, but this is amazing. Absolutely love it.
It's a lot of fun, and, you know, like I said, if you catch go to ESPN Coastal, the webpage. You'll see a big story about Melissa Makos coming on my show, and that's what it's all about. And she has the same passion as I do. We love talking about kids.
Yes, absolutely. And bringing someone like Desmond Brinson in here, you know, just to hear these young athletes talk about, you know, their passion and drive and motivation for academics and for sports. And like Carl said earlier, it's not just about the high school athletes. You know, you've got athletes all over the place. I got my friend Jesse Krieger. Her kids are playing football, you know, for the Sharks.
And I'm going to the 12 o'clock game.
You've got homecoming, and so it's exciting.
It's homecoming! I know that wasn't good, was it?
That's all right. You know, we'll let it slide.
All right. Well, you know, once again, the show is flown right by. It's the end of the 2 hours, the two games, and we just love being here. We love talking about the good kids. Every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, you'll listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's the Coach and Makos. Love listening to you. Love having you on, Melissa. Great job.
Thanks for having me. It's great. I'm excited to do this every weekend.
And as I say, always, always have a great week. It may be the best week ever until next Saturday. We're out of here. Talk to you later.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. All for freedom, freedom for all.
It's the new model open house October 14th at Golden Isles Harley-Davidson in Brunswick, Georgia.
And you're invited.
We're celebrating the arrival of the new 2018s with free barbecue and live music from Annie Akins. Plus a special appearance by the stars of ESPN's 3 and Out.
Whether you're a longtime rider, new rider, or person who's dreaming about riding, discover your soulmate ride at the 2018 open house.